Not too bad, not too bad at all. Are you guys okay?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad at all. I mean, the biggest story from last night has to be what happened with Manchester United, David, and arguments to be had that Manchester United played quite well, but was this a game that was lost before the Wolfsburg game last night?
Yeah, they left themselves an awful lot to do, and of course, you know, you go back to that PSV at home, you know, there was a golden opportunity to sort of get the win that they would have needed, which would have put them in control, but instead we all know that was that really disappointing 0-0, and really it left them with an awful lot to do, you know, going into the Wolfsburg game. But really, you just sort of look over the whole campaign, and, you know, they just haven't been good enough.
I mean, when you look at how much money has been spent by Louis van Gaal over the last couple of years to get the easiest group in the Champions League, surely be expecting him to be doing better than that, and surely get into the last 16.
No, I agree with you. I think questions have got to be asked there, because I know he was playing down the Champions League hopes at the weekend, said, oh, we're not really in a position to sort of win it. And, you know, to be fair, OK, nobody would maybe say they're going to win it. But I think a club of United's stature with the money they spend and the players that they have, the quarterfinals should have been, you know, the minimum. And certainly that's what the money men at United, they were budgeting for quarterfinals of Champions League and top three in the Premier League. So they've missed one of their targets, really. So it sort of puts the pressure on now in the Premier League. He really has to improve. He really needs a sort of a top three finish to sort of prove to the critics that he has got the club on the right track.
And of course, what might be a hindrance now going into the Europa League?
Well, it will be, really, because, you know, I know people say, well, what's the difference between playing sort of Wednesday and Saturday to, you know, Thursday and Sunday? But well, there is some difference, whether psychological, whether the players get a thing in their heads where they think, oh, no, I'm going to be more tired now, or it's just that psychological effect where you're always playing catch-up on your rivals. They've played on Saturday, possibly won. You maybe feel under increased pressure to win your game on a Sunday. But it is an issue, and, you know, they're now into that, and as you say, they've now got to try and compete with that while they're trying to, you know, challenge at, you know, top four as well. It will be an issue, of course. We'll see how long they last in it. The teams that drop down from the Champions League, it's notorious. I know, obviously, Chelsea won it in, was it 2013 or something like that, but really, you know, generally speaking, they don't last that long. Liverpool got knocked out, I think, almost straight away last season after they had dropped down, so we'll see how long they last.
And David, I know you spoke to LVG in the past. How do you think he'll take this? How do you think he'll take being knocked out of the Champions League at this stage?
Well, he himself will just shrug it off, because the man is supremely confident in what he's done. And I think this is the one thing about him since he's been at United. He hasn't been the least bit overawed. He doesn't feel under pressure, because he thinks, well, look at me. I have managed Ajax, the good Ajax team, to the Champions League. I have taken Holland to, what, third in the World Cup. I have twice managed Barcelona. I have managed Bayern Munich, taking them to Champions League final. So I think he'll just shrug it off as a setback. I don't think, in his eyes, the Champions League, you know, was a realistic target. Okay, would have liked to have perhaps got the last 16, but I think he's thinking, look, if I deliver you guys Champions League football, if I finish third or fourth, that's essentially, you know, my target for the season. And if we have a bit of cup success along the way, that's it. And I think that's quite, I think, damning from a United point of view, that sort of he's lowered their sights. You know, the sights under, you know, Fergie always used to say, each season, I want to win a trophy. I don't care which one it is, I want to win a trophy, because success is defined by trophies. But I think under Van Gaal, I think he's lowered their sights now, and I think he's under the impression, I don't know whether he's getting this from the board, really, that as long as he delivers, you know, third, fourth Champions League football each season, that's a success, really.
And one thing that always reminds me of this is that sort of the recruitment in the summer and the players that go. I mean, is there a case that should have kept the likes of Welbeck, Hernandez, Januzaj for these kind of games? Because we saw that it was the likes of Powell that were coming off of the bench to try and change the game last night.
Yeah, the Nick Powell thing was quite damning. So we were at Man City last night, and when we heard that one coming through, we thought, goodness me, you know, what's going on, really? And he has been quite ruthless and is sort of clear. And you sort of do, you're right, you do wonder a little bit and think, really, have you been a bit hasty with some of those players? Because Januzaj, it looked like he was going to stay. It looked like it was going to give us an opportunity, and then out he went. Hernandez, again, you know, you start looking at the strikers now, and with these problems over Wayne Rooney, like, you know, we were writing in Saturday's paper that although he's saying he's injured, you know, we believe he was being rested because he's not particularly happy either with his form or, you know, everything that's going on at the minute. So if you got Rooney not doing it for whatever reason. Now it puts an awful lot of pressure on Marshall, who's only 19. And, you know, you have, you know, for United fans, the impalpable sight of Marion Fellaini being played almost up top, you know, against West Ham on Saturday, and they're almost going sort of direct to him, really. And you're right, you go back to Hernandez and you think, you know, or well, but you think, would really, if they had been that bad as a third or fourth, you know, choice striker, someone you could turn to in a situation, you certainly would rather have Hernandez than Nick Powell in these situations.
Hi, David. Liam here. Just wanted to ask what you thought about the whole Wayne Rooney situation this season, because, you know, amongst the whole, you know, loss of form and everything else, I thought it was quite unusual that the club captain wasn't even with the squad in Germany last night for what was essentially a must-win game.
Yeah, you're right. This, you sort of look at that, and then not only that, but where was he on Monday night? He's sitting watching Everton with Kai, isn't he? And, you know, Goodison and, you know, his beloved Everton. Like, I know this, he's made up with Everton, and, you know, it's quite interesting. You're right. You sort of look at that, and people are talking about, you know, his beloved Everton and stuff, and you think, well, okay, yeah, we all know they were his sort of club, but right now he should be his beloved Manchester United. And you're right, there's something not right there. Like, it's interesting that, you know, he was there on Saturday for the West Ham game. We actually glanced over the director's box and saw him sitting with Kai, you know, sharing a bag of sweets, which was quite sweet. But you do sort of wonder what's going on there. As I say, we had heard sort of rumblings that, you know, that this injury that he was supposed to have picked up at Leicester wasn't as bad, and certainly we were hearing that Wayne himself, you know, felt he was capable of playing, but has been told no, you need to rest, you need to, you know, regain your sort of strength and your sort of your energy levels. And it is a sort of a curious situation, which maybe long term doesn't sort of, you know, bode that well, because we all know Van Gaal's quite ruthless. He doesn't mind, doesn't care about egos. If he thinks that you're maybe not delivering for the team, then, you know, out you go and somebody else will sort of, you know, come in. We saw how he took on the likes of, like, Rivaldo at sort of Barcelona. And, you know, and I think it's quite interesting, this, what's happening now with him and Rooney.
And one thing I wanted to pick up on as well, David, is Bastian Schweinsteiger. I mean, how have you felt his treatment by Louis van Gaal over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's interesting where he came out and basically says, I want to see more from you, really. And I can understand that, really, because Schweinsteiger came, you know, with a really big reputation, and United fans were almost doing cartwheels when they got in. They thought, here we are, we've signed a genuine, you know, world-class player from Bayern Munich, lured him away, you know, because he feels he can do something with us. And they all thought, this is fantastic, you know, watch him go. And then you look at him, you think, well, I don't think Bayern Munich will let him go if they, you know, if they still value him. You know, in the same respect that Thomas Müller was an emphatic no in Manchester United, try to, you know, go for him in the summer. And you just feel now with Schweinsteiger that he's on the downward slide now, and he certainly can't do it week in, week out. And I'm not seeing a huge amount from him, so I can understand Van Gaal's frustrations, really, with him, that he's not sort of doing more, really, and is sort of calling on to sort of, like, live up to this sort of world-class billing that he's got.
I mean, especially with Schweinsteiger in midfield, I'm looking at that, and Fellaini, there doesn't seem to be much pace. Do you think that's been partly down to some of the United style of play this season?
Yeah, you're right there. You've just hit the nail on the head. I think the biggest frustration with United fans when they watch now is that the team's become very slow and plodding under Van Gaal. He lost possession, and it's all about ball retention. So what you're now seeing is, you see, when they're sort of going forward and they can't see a forward ball or an attacking option, they're now playing the ball sideways, they're playing the ball backwards, because he wants them to retain possession. So you're right, that inevitably makes you slow, it makes you ponderous, makes you quite easy to defend against. You can see the opposition, they can keep the shape well, you're not opening them up, you're not getting behind them. And then, of course, that's where the fans are getting frustrated, and we're hearing these chants of attack, 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 you know, at Old Trafford, because, you know, you think back to Fergie's United, I don't know where they were, some team, but, you know, you think there, you immediately, what comes to mind, you think of dynamism, you think of pace, you think of going at people, you think of Giggs going down the wings, you know, you think of Beckham playing those wonderful, you know, cross-field balls, you know, Scholes well slipping little balls through. You know, Ronaldo, Rooney, you know, Tevez beavering away up top, and you sort of look at that United team, and, you know, they're just a pedestrian by comparison, and it is a real issue for them.
And David, when we look at the next sort of four games, Manchester United, they're a lot more favourable towards them. Bournemouth, Norwich, Stoke, who are in form, and then, I never thought I'd say this, but an easy game against Chelsea at home. What were you expecting from these next four games? It's going to be essential that they get something right of this Christmas period.
Yeah, they need to start winning. Like, I always feel this period, December, January, you know, we have those international breaks, and so the season's all a bit stop-start, and then we've had the last of them now there in November, and now we're really into the meat of the season, and you really need to play well these couple of months because a lot of games coming up, a lot of points to be won and lost, and you're right, they need wins, but they need to start scoring for a start, and they need to start putting some wins together because the Premier League this season, it's almost like no other season because the better teams, their standards dropped. The teams in the middle have caught them up, and teams like Leicester are just, you know, sensational. And really, it is extremely competitive and cutthroat. And if you're not on it, then there'll be a team will jump above you or, you know, and knock you down further. And, you know, they do need to try and put together, you know, some wins and get the confidence up and, you know, and get the fans back on side.
And what are you expecting from Manchester United for the rest of the season now, David?
Well, I think they can still finish top four, but they do need to improve on what they're doing. And I say it's quite interesting. I've seen sort of Liverpool have revived a bit on the club. I know they lost at Newcastle, but still 7 wins in the last 9 for them. Spurs are making progress under Pochettino. They're going to be in the mix as well. Arsenal are obviously going to be there. I think Man City are going to win the league. You know, despite all their injury problems, you know, look where they are. And so really, I think they can finish top four, but they do need to watch out. They do need to improve, really, because they say they're going to have, you know, Liverpool and, you know, Tottenham snapping at the heels. And, of course, Leicester. We keep expecting Leicester to come down. Will they come down with the leaves in autumn? No. Will they come down with the Christmas decorations in January? I don't know. But, you know, they're still there. They're still doing it. Each win breeds more confidence. And, you know, it's great. Like we saw this, remember what Newcastle a few years ago got to fifth, you know, and everyone keeps writing you off and saying, oh, you're not going to do it. And so the opposition numbers almost subconsciously underestimate you and keep thinking, oh, they'll follow away eventually. And of course, you keep winning, and, you know, you keep sort of taking teams unawares, really. So it's going to be difficult for United, but I think they can do the top four, but I'd say they need to improve.
Well, Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Press Room.
No problem. Thank you.